Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
There is something else that we need to address. Of course, you and I, all week, we've been banging on about the show we want to do live from South by Southwest when it comes back to Australia in Sydney, but it's a popularity vote. So we need you to head to the Instagram at Jimmy Nath, and we need as many votes as we can. It closes on Monday, so this is the last time we can talk about it on the show. We thought the perfect way to close out getting people to vote was to send a member of the team down to the streets, Jim, to ensure that we're getting those votes. Do you want to say who that member is?
Yeah, I'm actually hopeful this could be a new regular segment on the show. It's producer Jared on the street.
Is it a bird?
That's right, wetland.
Is it a plane?
I am a horrible driver.
Is it a producer that enjoys working with two straight white men?
Kiss me now.
No. It's producer Jared, and he's hitting the streets.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, producer Jared is on the streets. Jared, are you down there at the moment out from the studio? Can you hear us, producer Jared, on the streets?
I can hear you. You've actually chosen the worst person to do this job, might I add. It's a very cold night tonight as well. Should have put a jacket down.
No, cold suits you, mate. You're a redhead.
Yeah, you don't want to be out in the heat in the sun, mate.
That would mean I want to be in the heat.
No, we don't want you to get burnt. So this is safety first. All right, now, Jared. Yeah,
Jared's a vampire.
Yeah.
Can't be out the sun.
Now, Jared, we've sent you out there, a busy bit of it, like a shopping precinct outside the studio.
Yeah.
Can you describe what you have on you to hopefully get people to vote? What have you got on you?
I currently have a megaphone and a very large sign with a QR code to send people to vote for you guys at South by Southwest. I'm hoping some people will recognise your faces, but I really don't like my chin.
Should have printed off a photo of Hamish and Andy.
Yeah.
Nate, how many votes does you need to get before he comes back upstairs?
Okay, producer Jake, you're not going to like this. I think you need at least five.
Five votes, yes.
Minimum five, and we need like proof that these people have voted, which means they need to scan the QR code and they need to vote. You can tell them if they want that they can go to the
ring. Digital Kira's down there filming to keep him honest.
Okay, well, Digital Kira's there as well. Digital Kira, we got you there. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Just would also like to let Australia know Kira hasn't taken her meds today.
Yeah, so, I mean, Digital Kira, what do you think producer Jared's chances are of getting five votes for the Jimmy and A show?
There's much more than five people down here, but they all look like they're on a mission, leaving work and going out to get on the drinks. He's just got to be loud and grab their attention. Like, you're a crazy person.
There is a pub nearby. Maybe you should head there and buy some people some drinks. And
Jared, what
in
do you
exchange
reckon?
For a...
Jared, should you buy some people some drinks, potentially?
Is it coming out of your guys' wallet? I certainly don't have the money to be buying people drinks.
Oh, you could offer other things to pay for drinks. Okay, so Jared, you've got the... You've got the megaphone right now. Can we hear you talking? Let's start it up, Jared, on the streets.
Start
I want to
yelling
hear.
At people.
Let's hear it for a bit, Jared. Come on, do the good deed to get people to vote for Jimmy and Nate. It's over to you, Jared. Let's hear it.
Hello, Sydney. Does anyone here know who Jimmy or Nate are? Anyone? Jimmy or Nate? No, I didn't think so. They're those two guys you probably heard on your radio who tell terrible dad jokes every single week. And they need your help to get votes to go to South by Southwest Sydney. If you come over to me now and vote for them, I will give you some movie tickets.
No bribing.
Yes, I can do bribing. Get some movie tickets. Please, they won't pay me unless I get five people over here to vote.
Digital,
please come over to me now.
Digital Kira, be honest, was anybody listening to that?
I've never seen people swerve so aggressively in my entire life.
Okay, Jared, Digital Kira, we will leave you to your devices. Good luck. You need minimum five people to vote before we can let you back up into the studio. Good luck, Jared on the streets.
Jared God,
I love
streets.
It, Jim.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Guys, new album. Today is the day we've been waiting for, the day the Globe, the Swifties have been waiting for, because today our girl Taylor has dropped her brand new album with a special twist, her 11th studio album, Jim. How about this? 31 songs.
Yeah, so it was like a sneaky double album.
Yeah.
So she released it and there was songs and then there was just more songs.
Yeah, and then she went again. 2 hours later, she surprised... Full 31 albums. Two albums.
31 albums.
Sorry, 31 albums. Well, if each album had one song. groundbreaking. Yeah. 2 albums, 31 songs within 2 hours of each other. What? She's a busy girl.
Busy gal.
Busy, busy girl.
Unfortunately, we're not playing all of them.
No, we can't.
We've got another one coming up. We're playing the Tortured Poets.
Also, The Pulse after us, Shawnee B and Emma G, they've got all your Taylor Swift gear.
Yeah.
We're going to do some of it, but let me tell you,
and I've
from
heard,
10 o'clock.
I heard that, yeah, it's just Taylor Swift show on The Pulse, but I've heard you may be making an appearance because you are the music guy.
Well, and I know. You've got some I know. Facts. Don't you walk in here, Shawnee B, mate. You're supposed to be doing your...
Yeah, but Nate knows, he knows music, though.
I know. No, get out of here, mate. Shouldn't you be listening? All right, here's the thing.
They're playing the dumb album in full.
They're playing the whole album in full. They're going to be on for 9 hours.
Nice.
I'm just looking at it, Emma Jean Short. You know, there's 31 songs.
Yeah.
All right, great. They're coming on till Saturday morning, which will be good.
They'll be doing breakfast, national breakfast tomorrow as well.
They finish their shift on Sunday, which is good. Shorty B.
Knowledge on you. We should call you Smallsy, didn't we? The surgeon over here.
Well, how about this? The title of the album.
We'll call you Miles.
The title of the album. Here's a fun fact for you. The Tortured Poets Department, rumoured to be about...
Call you Spoon Man.
Get out of here, Pulse. Joe Alwyn. It's supposed to be about Joe Alwyn in reference to the name of group chat that he has with fellow actors Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott called the Tortured Man Club. I don't know what any of that means, but Swifties out there will love it.
Yeah, they will, mate.
I'm just saying stuff. Yeah. Right? I've got a bit of paper.
Say you love Taylor.
Love Taylor.
It's about some boys.
So,
and we've got merch to give away.
All I want to know is the Swifties will love that, right? So here's what I thought we could do to celebrate such an important day, Jim. We thought we would do something for all the Swifties out there to kick off the show because we've got some exclusive Taylor Swift Eras Tour merch to give away right now, and we're doing this.
Welcome, Australia. It's time for you to not say yeah. It's time to make you scream. Just like a can of whipped cream. It's bad poetry torture.
Yeah, it's very simple. The new album is the Tortured Poets Department. So to celebrate, Swifties, if you want to score yourself some exclusive limited edition Taylor Swift merch, you give us a call right now, 131060, and torture us with some bad poetry. This is very simple. All we need is the worst poets to give us a call and deliver some poetry. Whoever is the worst, they score themselves the exclusive Taylor Swift merch. That's how this works, Jim.
Yep, got a bit of merch here, some T-Swift stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need to say much else. I can see the phone boards of...
Well, what I will say, because I can see the Swifties are going nuts.
If you can't get through at the moment, it's because all our phone lines are blocked.
As expected. But I do have some rules, right? So while you're calling, make sure you're listening, right? So here's some rules for the torture poetry reading, right? It must have at least some rhyming. You can't just say rubbish, right? It's got to have...
It's not slam poetry.
It's not slam poetry. It must have some sort of rhyme to it, right? That's the main rule.
You're looking for haikus?
Well, haikus. Sonnets.
You love a sonnet.
Oh, I love a big sonnet guy.
Big sonnet guy.
Even a ballad, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
No swearing. There is no... I know we want you to torture us, but please don't rhyme with fire truck. You know what I mean? None of that gear. The subject can be anything, and it needs to be at least 3 to 4 lines. They're the rules.
Okay.
Three to four
lines. Can be about anything, but must rhyme and must torture us.
Absolutely.
Person who tortures us the most.
The worst poetry scores themselves the Taylor Swift merch.
Okay.
Very simple. 131060. Sophie, hello.
Hello.
Sophie, are you ready to give us some bad poetry to torture us?
I am.
Have you listened to Taylor's new album, Soph?
I have been. Thoughts? I'm an avid fan.
Thoughts? What are your feelings?
I've been loving it.
You've been loving it.
Got a favourite track yet?
I can't remember any of the track names just yet. But...
You're not a true Swiftie, are you?
No, I'm not.
Whoa, people in the background. Okay, all right, Soph, when you're ready, take away torturous with some poetry. Go ahead.
Your teeth are yellow, but your knees still bellow as you suck my dello.
Ew, but very good.
Suck your dello. What's a dello?
What's a dello, Sophie?
I can't tell you on radio, sir.
Okay.
Is that a...
think it might be
dildo.
I thought it was, penis.
I think Sophie has a penis. I don't want to assume anything.
Well, she said suck your... I don't want to explain it to her. Stay there, Soph. Okay. Tiana, are you ready to deliver us some torturing poetry, Tiana?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
So Pikachu, Pikachu, pick me, I'll pick you. Bulbasaur, Bulbasaur, let's go out with a roar.
He's kind of cute.
Didn't really torture me though.
Yeah, it's kind of like it was kind of like I blushed a little bit.
I'm still thinking of Sosh.
I still don't know what Adelo is.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
We can all guess.
Karina, can you torture us with some poetry?
I am here. I don't know if it's torturous, but I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Alrighty. There once was a MILF called Karina. Trying to get Swifty tickets, you should have seen her. Tried every radio comp there was, but unfortunately it was going to have to be through a scammer or a scoz. So instead, here she is, Despo, on a Friday night, hoping that the prize is right.
That's pretty good. What's a scoz, first of all?
You know, scammer or a scoz, scoz rat.
Scoz rat.
Scoz.
Nice.
Yeah, Scoz rat.
You're
Nadella.
Too young.
Too young. Yeah. Too young. Well, very good, Karina.
Now she's flirting with you. Yeah. You young.
Oh, no. She wants to see Nadella. Kate, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Kate. Are you ready to torture us with some poetry?
I just tortured myself just quietly, but okay. Ready to go.
Okay.
Whenever you're
ready.
Take it away, Kate. Okay. You are fine. Want to make mine. You are so fine. Please say you'll be mine.
Oh, that's kind of like a love thing.
I mean, yeah. Nate's married, Kate, so.
Yeah. Everyone should try to see my Adela tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm still scratching my head about that one. What is that?
I don't know.
It's
fine.
No, I don't think you want to know. All right, Jim. Sophie, Tiana, Karina, Kate. There was one that kind of stood out to me.
Well, two stood out to me, Sophie's and Karina's.
Well, we do have two bits of merch, so do you want to give away two?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, Karina's was quite creative.
I think Karina's was the best. Karina, you've done it. Well done.
Yes.
Well done. Very good. Very good. Well done, Karina. But you reckon so Karina's got herself some merch. You reckon Sophie was quite good.
Well,
too.
I mean, the criteria was to torture us. Mm. And the only one that every caller was talking about dildo?
Sophie, what was it? Before we give these to you, what was the word you used?
Adelo.
Can you confirm what Adelo is?
Can I say it on radio?
Well, it depends how you say it and what word you use.
It's a man's genitalia.
A penis.
It's a penis, Sophie.
It's a penis.
Well, you've done it then. Well done, Sophie! Good stuff. Good torturing, guys.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Four coolers. Four staplers. But only one has a staple in it. Prepare yourselves to play Jimmy and Nate's Chris Staple Win.
Yeah, it's all come down to this. We've been doing it all week. This is the final opportunity to score yourself tickets to Chris Stapleton. He comes to the country for the very first time. He's all American Roadshow. Tickets are sold out, Jim. We are the only place you can get them.
Yep, and this is it.
And after tonight, you can't get them.
You can't, unless you want to buy them secondhand or some scaz.
Scaz. Also, secondhand sounds like they've already been used.
Yeah.
Secondhand means they've already
I've
been
already
used.
Been.
Do you want the ticket? You can't get in.
Yeah.
All right, the way it works, Chris Staple win, Jim. You've got four staples in front of you. Only one of them has the staples in it. People have to guess the correct stapler. They do that, then they go. Tanya, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, boys. How are you tonight?
We're good, Tan. You're a fan of Chris Stapleton?
Oh, my God, yes. He is a big, beautiful, burly man, and he is welcome to come and park his boots underneath my bed any day of the week.
We're just giving tickets away, Tan. You're not one-night stands with the big fella.
Hang on. Wait. No, Jimmy's right with that. Sorry. I thought I misread. I didn't think the credit line said one night shag with him. Okay, Tanya, you know how this works. One out of four chances, which stapler would you like?
Oh, because Chris is my number one, I'm going to go with number one.
Stapler number one, Jim.
Stapler number one. Here it is in front of me.
It's a stapler!
Oh, no way!
What?
Tanya!
Tanya, you've done it! Is that the noise you make when he comes over?
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
And look, the end of the week, we like to celebrate you, Australia. Mm-hmm. We like to celebrate our callers with something we call our caller of week. Yes, our cow. Mm-hmm. There is no the. Don't think too hard about it.
I haven't done it in a few weeks because we've been off.
Yeah, I know. It'd
be weird if the Pulse was doing it. I'd kind of be upset.
Yeah, I hope they weren't. I don't know what they did because they didn't listen. I don't care.
It's in the past.
It's in the past. It can't hurt you. Look, just a reminder, if you do manage to be our cow, our caller of the week, you will get a limited edition merch pack, which includes the Jimmy and Nath limited edition diamond gold platinum prize.
Oh, money can't buy.
No, which is the Budgie Smuggler Smuglettes. But also, it's not the only way to win them at the moment.
No, they're a rare opportunity to win it twice.
Yes. We'll tell you that a little bit later.
Yeah.
On the show just before 9 p.m. But yes, there is another opportunity. But the merch pack also has a $200 Athlete's Foot voucher.
Oh, cha-ching.
Just a reminder, the Athlete's Foot are the experts in fit for the whole family. Theathletesfoot.com.au. But let's have a listen to this week's nominees.
Every week, people like yourself call the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Hello.
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 But only one can be the cow. Oh, wait, sorry. Cow means caller of the week. Get it?
Now I got it.
If you heard the show last night, our first nominee needs no introduction.
Kitty. Hello, welcome to Orky Talkies.
Hello, Kitty here. Awkward Kitty. Meow.
What are you doing today, Kitty?
Being awkward.
What's your name, Kitty?
Awkward Kitty.
All this week, we've been letting you know how you can vote for us to attend South by Southwest. And our next nominee called in with her perfect celeb endorsement impression.
Miller Best, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Miller Best. We're looking for celebrity endorsements for South by Southwest, the Jimmy and Nath Show. To do it live again, head to the Instagram at Jimmy and Nath to vote. Do you want to tell us who you're doing or you want us to guess who it is at the end?
I'm going to do the impression first and okay. You can guess at the end.
Vote for Jimmy and Nate at South by Southwest.
Miller Best, yep. Actually, can you stay there? Digital Kira, can you come in? Yeah, Digital Kira does a good Jennifer Coolidge. Do you reckon you could have a conversation with her as Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh, two Jennifer Coolidges. This is good. Yeah. Digital Kira, you need to put headphones on.
Oh, I just love to vote for Jimmy and Nate for South by Southwest. What about you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love them. Of course.
They're the best, like a hot dog on the 4th of July.
Oh, that makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Our final nominee gave us a call when we asked you, what haven't you seen?
And by what haven't you seen, I mean what movie haven't you seen?
Emily, what haven't you seen?
I've never seen Titanic, Top Gun or Greed.
Here's a fun one for you. Emily, what do you think happens in Titanic?
Someone dies. A bunch of people die.
I mean, the obvious answer is the boat sinks.
From awkward kitties, perfect celeb impressions, and not being able to describe Titanic, only one can be crowned the cow.
Oh, what a first week back, Jim. It could go, honestly, it could go to any of them.
Hello, and welcome to this week's cows. Oh, don't they look plump? Don't those udders look amazing?
I'm not presenting awards to cows. It stands for Caller of Week. Welcome to this week's cows.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to our cows or our nominees.
Most important part of the week, Jim.
Certainly is, mate. We love to celebrate the listeners of this show, the callers. Callers of Week, because it would be nothing without you. Everything we do on this show is about you.
Absolutely.
And for you. Mm-hmm. And thanks for waking up with us.
But, thanks for waking up with us.
Hey, thanks for choosing to wake up.
Thanks for choosing us, Sydney.
Thanks for waking
Melbourne.
Up.
Melbourne.
Brisbane.
Adelaide. Perth.
Hobart. Toowoomba.
Canberra.
Chinchilla.
That's a fun one,
Geelong.
Isn't it?
I don't think we're on in Geelong.
Yeah, we're everywhere, mate. We've got like 400 bloody stations.
The Esperance.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to the good people of the Esperance. Whitehaven Beach. Hamilton Island.
Hamo.
Shout out to the good people of Hamilton Island.
Look, Dave, I think it is. We just found out our nominees. We have ruled out Kitty because you can't be a cat and a cow.
Oh, not Kitty.
Yeah, so that, Kitty.
No, I don't like it. I do not like it. That means it could only be between Miller and Emily.
Sure.
So let's find out.
Vote for Jimmy and Nate at South by Southwest.
Miller Best, yep. Actually, can you stay there? Digital Kira, can you come in? Yeah, our Digital Kira does a good Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, I just love to vote for Jimmy and Nate for South by Southwest. What about you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love them. Of course.
They're the best, like a hot dog on the 4th of July.
Oh, that makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Congratulations. Come on down.
Oh, well done, Miller Best. You were definitely the best. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, honestly, Miller Best, Jimmy and I have listened back to that probably 3 or 4 times because
it was definitely
the funniest moment of the week.
Mm.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen the video on the socials, Miller?
I have seen the video on the socials, yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, Miller Best. So you're going to score yourself a $200 athlete's foot voucher. Digital Kira is outside going, can you halve it with me? What is your answer to it? Remember, she doesn't have to, she doesn't threaten you at all.
No.
Right? She, you don't owe her anything.
No, you don't.
She
was doing a job.
You don't work with her.
Yeah.
There's nothing she can do. Like, she doesn't even answer the phone. She does all the digital stuff. So it's not like she can stop you from being on the show. And now
she can delete the video that's up.
She can.
But then she's in the video as well.
Yeah.
So it's also
she's removing her own thing. So would you like to share any of your prize, be it the budgie smuglets or the voucher with Digital Kira?
I do think that she helped me, but I
just say no, Miller Best. Say no.
I don't think I'm going to share it with her.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. That's good.
Yep. That's good.
That's what we wanted. Well done, Miller Best.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Miller Best, look, here's the thing. This is an interesting one because, of course, you are our Caller of the Week. You've entered into our specific Caller of the Week paddock. And normally what we do is we ask people to moo their way out of the show before we finish.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could channel your inner, what's her name? What's
Jennifer
the
lady? Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge. And give us a Jennifer Moolidge. What do you think? And give us a moo
I
out.
I think I can try.
Okay, when you're ready, Miller Best, give us a Jennifer Moolidge.
Okay. Oh, my God. Moo.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Friday night, the Jimmy and Nath Show is on for now. Until
at any time, we could be fired. What?
Yes,
oh, sorry.
Queen time! I meant the Hooter, but also any time we could be fired.
Well, we are number one in 25 to 49. What is it?
25 to 54.
Thank you.
The 55-year-olds hate us.
And 18-year-olds, 19.
Oh, man, mate. They're
too young for you.
They are too young. Mate, no one's
not for
too.
Me.
Please welcome the wider Jimmy Nay team. Hello. Audio phones, executive producer Bruiser, producer Jared, who spent a lot of time outside today, and Digital Kira. Guys, you're in here for one thing and one thing only.
Hey, yo, yo, where my nasty people at? Where's my producer, Jared?
You two are lacking, so someone's got to carry the team.
My executive producer, Bruiser.
There's only one producer, so unworthy.
My Digital Kira.
When do I sound interested in anything?
And where's my audio bones?
Piss off.
It's that time, speak your mind. Who's gonna win or gonna win this time? Get nasty, 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 yeah. It's time
for employee of the week.
Yeah. Let's f*** this shit up.
Always makes me nervous, Jim. Well done, everybody. Good stuff. It's been a good first week back, Jim. It's time to ruin all of that.
Yeah, no, it's been a great first week. There's been a lot on.
You're nervous like me. This one always makes us nervous because, I mean, the team is most comfortable about it, aren't you, producer Jared? Because it means you can have a go at each other and show your true colours.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just like thinking to myself, and I can't believe it's only been a week that we've been back. It's felt like the longest week of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, know, time flies when you have fun.
And also remember that Jimmy and I, we don't actually listen to the votes and we just decide based on who we think.
It's just a bit of fun. You and I just at the end.
It's so they can.
It's just therapy.
It is.
It's just so they can get stuff off their chest.
And also feel involved. You know, feel a part of it.
No one's listening, mate. It's Friday night at whatever time it is.
Producer Jay, would you like to kick things off? Who does not deserve to be Employee of the Week?
Well, considering we have been off for a couple of weeks now, I really did think someone in the team would be a little bit more prepared for the return of Employee of the Week.
Oh.
But I got a request very quickly this afternoon when I got in to find something that was missing, which was the Employee of the Week board.
Oh, no.
And a particular executive producer could not locate the Employee of the Week board and asked me to find it. So I just think it was very ill-prepared of executive producer Brooke to not know where that Employee of the Week board was, especially considering it's our first week back. So I'm going to be voting for executive producer Brooke.
It's bruised to you, and you're the one that actually moved it from my desk.
Well,
that's why
if your desk wasn't such a mess.
Look at it. It's tidy as now.
Who tidied it?
You, but
yes,
still.
Yes, thank you.
Nathan and I actually hid the Employee of the Week board, and we were going to play a fun game of Bruise Clues.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our Employee of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Digital Kira, who does not deserve to be Employee of the Week?
So.
Here we go.
It's been nice week being back in the office. You know, I've been, I don't know if you noticed, I've been real chipper.
You have been chipper, except also, today you forgot your drugs today.
I did. It's been very difficult without my prescribed medication.
Right.
And, you know, okay, anyway. Yeah, point. Sorry, Kai, you might have to get rid of that one.
Nah, leave it in. Leave it in.
But I was sitting next to someone today in the office who was aware that I hadn't taken my medication and I had my headphones in. I was trying to focus. And they kept trying to talk to me and then looking at me incredulously when I wasn't responding to them, even though I had headphones in. And so for that reason and that reason alone, I'm voting for producer Jared.
Oh, Jared,
because
Chatty
he kept
box.
Trying to talk to me, but it was Chatterbox, it wasn't Jared. The trying to talk. You know, sometimes questions need to be asked, and that's fine.
Sorry,
but it's the way you looked at me when I didn't respond.
Was this before or after you told me your life problems?
Oh, psychologist, oh. Jared,
use me when you need me, but then I didn't say stuff. No, I'm not listening.
No, like a tap on the shoulder, mate. We'll do it. You don't have to look at me like a whatever. Shitty dinner.
What'd you say?
Shit in your dinner? How many times have you seen a shit in your dinner?
You said a shit in your dinner?
Where are you eating?
What the f***?
Sorry, Bones. Sorry, Bones.
Guys, I'm on medicated, okay?
Yeah, she hasn't had her audio Bones. Who does not deserve to be Employee of the Week, my friend?
Well, as you know, we're a very close-knit team. I'd say we're like family.
Mm.
And, you know, family do anything for each other.
That's true.
And today I asked producer Jared to get me a Coke. And there wasn't any Cokes left, so, you know, I asked for a Sprite instead.
Mm.
I didn't get given a Sprite. I got given a Sprite Zero Sugar, whatever the f*** it is. You know, like,
sorry, Bones, you're going to have to beat that.
I just wanted a nice Sprite. And what does Jared get me? The alternative.
Where was he?
You
where
should have gone downstairs to get me a Coke.
Oh my god, what is with everyone today? You should have walked up the stairs and looked if there was a Sprite there.
Mate,
yourself.
I don't walk upstairs anymore. I've been here 5 years.
only when he's drunk up
to the
parish.
He sends us a video.
Magic happens.
So just to recap.
Yeah.
So Bones has voted for Jared.
Yeah.
Kira's voted for Jared.
Yeah.
And I mean, we haven't got bruises yet, but I'm just guessing.
This would be Jared. This has not been a good week for you.
Why are people like reacting like this is an unusual thing? This happens most of the time.
Oh my God, the victim's back.
All right, EP Bruise, what do you got?
Look, Kira let me have her last piece of gum this week, so I'm not going to be voting for her.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jared actually, and let me shed some light on Kai's vote. So he's pissed off that he didn't get the Sprite, like the full one.
Yeah.
That's actually because I got it.
Oh.
So for that reason, thank you, Jared, for choosing me over Kai. Therefore, my vote's going to you, Kai, because stop making a big fuss out of it, little baby.
Oh, a last minute
I'm
swing.
Not a baby.
So Jared...
so confused at the vote, though. Yeah. The guy didn't do anything. He just didn't get his drink.
Well, he made a big deal out of it. Jared did something for me. Kira did something to me. All he did was just whinge about getting some non-sugar.
Mmm. It's interesting.
Aspartame's fine.
Is that the drug you take?
What was that?
Just quickly,
what's going on with shit in the dinner over here?
Aspartame is a chemical they put in sugar-free beverages.
Oh. Okay.
I have my own button, so I can turn my microphone back on.
Yeah, but what you can't do is pull the fader back up. So. I'll leave it on.
Well, I was going to say, what do you guys think?
Should we throw it at the phones?
No.
All right, let's get into this. Employee of the week now comes down to you and I, Jim. We get to decide. Do we listen to the votes? Most of the time, no.
No, we don't. I think Bruce has voted incorrectly. sorry, Bruce. And I feel like deep down she wanted to vote for Jared.
Yeah.
And you can't go past three votes for one person.
Yeah, so Jared, you're done, mate. So you're done.
What? Jared was out on the street for you all night tonight.
Can I just say, I actually wanted Jared to win this week.
Oh.
Actually, Nathan and I did have a chat before and we thought maybe Jared would get it.
I thought Jared would have the fit because you've done very well. Born funny.
They got over pandering to you.
No, what Nathan and I realised is if you do think about what happened this week, Jared was given a job on the Jimmy and A show two successful interviews. So you got your job.
You got a job. You were interviewed on the show.
You know what? I quit.
No, you don't. You love us, but you're out. It's an interesting
one. Is anyone else you want to get rid of?
There is somebody I want to get rid of this week.
Okay.
What are your bones?
Fair enough.
And the only reason I want to get rid of you...
Because he was here too much?
Because you over...
I was here three times.
Yeah.
And I deserve to win.
No, you overbones.
Okay. Normally, we're used to at least 1 or 2 days of audio bones.
It's 3 bones
I was
days.
Unprepared. I mean, it's good. I love having you here. But it took me by surprise.
Do you
surprise.
Want like a calendar invite next time?
Yeah. So
like, no, in
just
advance?
Just a text.
Just
a text.
I told you to do that and you haven't done it.
Bonus.
Mm.
Okay, I'll put calendar invites in and texts.
We do
you
hate
should
that.
Not take stuff in more often.
Yeah. All right. So Audio Bones, I love having you here as many days as we can, but the surprise, it shook me. It shook me to my core.
Shook me to my core.
Which means there's two left. There's the executive producer of the show, and then there's the digital... non-druggy girl of the show.
Look, I think this week, when I think about what we've done, apart from giving Jared that job.
Mm. Well done, Jared, by the way.
Congrats on the job.
Employee of the week, you're now an employee. You can officially be part of this.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. You might get I think this week was really about South by Southwest.
It was. It was all about SXBW.
SW.
Oh, sorry. I haven't had my drugs.
and I think that without, you know, well, Jared did go out and shake his derriere for votes.
That's just...
There is a video coming of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a Kira video. Mm. What did she do about the vote video? That was Kira video.
Yeah.
It was a great video.
It was a good video. She had to, she put all that together.
And I am worried about what she may do to us. Without her medication if she doesn't win.
Because there's sharp object. Listen to her.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to end this because I'm worried that she might murder us and the team.
Yeah.
Here's what I need. Right?
Jared, mate. Jared just wanted to say to her hello. She's like, don't go.
Here's what I need, right? Audio Bones, Bruiser and Jared, slowly make your way out of the studio, right?
Slowly go. You're right.
Just slowly make your way out.
So with Jared, you're avoiding homophobia. You're avoiding crime.
No sudden movements, right? Jared, no sudden movements.
Don't spook her.
Don't spook her. Okay.
I'm the one next to her, by the way.
Now, Jim, if you want to slowly just move out of the way.
Just going to go.
You just, you know, don't move too fast. Hold the door for me.
He'll leave me in here alone.
I'll play the applause.
Oh,
she's yell, she's employee of the week.
Okay.
Get out.
Okay. She's employee of the week.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay. Now I've got the entire country listening to me. Here's a thing I'd like to speak about.
Make it stop.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.